You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4.
The Fourth Industrial Revolution is one of the key topics of the World Economic Forum, which hosts the world's leaders at Davos every year. But what is it? What will it mean for daily life? One way they've found to help answer this is to commission poetry, specifically the poetry of Brian Bilston. He, like a number of others, has made his name on social media. It's poetry that's short, it's topical, it's widely shared, and David Sillitoe has been to meet the mysterious Mr. Bilston, the poet laureate of Twitter, to discuss why news and poetry go so well together.
I am at a secret location, here to meet Brian Bilston. On Twitter, there's an image of a man with a pipe, but it's not Brian, and Brian isn't even his real name. In fact, all I really know is that the man who calls himself Brian writes poems.
They're bringing drugs, they're bringing crime, they're rapists.
Donald Trumpton. Skew, spew, balmy hairdo, cutthroat, bigot and smug.
Oh, what a day to come. You start string already.
So you're Brian?
Yes.
But you're not really Brian?
I'm Brian most of the time. Even when I'm not being Brian, I'm mainly Brian. Frisbee. Frisbee whizzing through the air. Above our heads, over the sand, into the water, onto the waves, out to sea. We cried a lot that day. Frisbee was a lovely dog.
Instant verse for Twitter. It's poetry that responds to what's going on now.
Theresa May's cabinet.
Well, this is a brutal reshuffle, Mrs. May, isn't it? A brutal reshuffle.
They left to spend more time with their families, which was bad news for their families.
And it all began when he saw how many people shared poems as a response to events.
Hello! Welcome! Where are you from?
Refugees. It's probably my most popular poem on Twitter. From top to bottom, it's very much a, we should build a wall to keep them out. Refugees. From top to bottom. They have no need of our help. So do not tell me these haggard faces could belong to you or me. Should life have dealt a different hand?
How many people in the wooden boat?
1,013.
If you then read it from bottom to top, you'll find that positive, much more humane response coming through. Should life have dealt a different hand, these haggard faces could belong to you or me. So do not tell me they have no need of our help.
One magazine called him Poetry's Banksy, the poet laureate of Twitter. And that fame has led to a metaphorical knock on the door from
the World Economic Forum.
We're now in the early stages of the Fourth Industrial Revolution.
The Fourth Industrial Revolution was, they felt, a topic that cried out for a poet.
You know, the pitch to me was that they are always looking for other perspectives on the world that may not be simply from the world of economics.
We have to find a way to lay the foundations for the innovations of tomorrow.
Take the Internet of Things. Allegedly, in the future, you'll never run out of milk. Fridges, groceries, it'll all be connected.
Can I get you a drink?
A life sentience. I can sense their censure, even from here. Hear the hiss of the vegetables as they soften under the refrigerator's cool stare, and the dark scowl of the coffee machine. I should have called, not just left them to their own devices.
Another poem.
I carefully fold so the corners will meet, straighten the edges to make them all neat. But deep down I know it will end in defeat. I shall never fold correctly a fitted sheet.
Brian Bilston. In an era of too much news, he is rhyme's rapid reaction force, armed only with a good broadband connection and a trademark pipe and duffel coats.
The pipe is part of Brian's online image.
And you do own a duffel coat.
Well, they're great for anonymity. Do your toggles up, do your zip up.
So there are quite big areas of crossover between you and Brian.
Yes. It's almost as if we're the same person.
You can listen to more free content from the Today programme by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.